Chapter 2. Zara. Magus Dennell, please reiterate what happened on the night of the High Magus's attempted assassination. Magister Roth, newly raised to the circle to replace Magister Hale, questions me in front of the assembled mages. Please detail what led up to your intervention on her behalf. I stand in the center of the wide, circular audience chamber, where the assorted magisters sit upon their carved wooden chairs, watching and waiting for me to give my account of the events 2 weeks prior. Taking a deep breath to calm my nerves, I mentally prepare myself to once again address one of the most powerful groups in all of Tarsinium. So far, coming before them has not gotten any easier. I can still feel my palms getting sweaty, and I keep them well hidden within my cloak. I know I shouldn't be. Everything that I must tell the Circle is already known to the High Magus, who has absolved me of any and all repercussions, only praising me for my actions. This meeting is more of a formality. Of my own volition, I was investigating the heretical group known as the Harbingers, I reply, making sure to glance at each of the magisters sitting before me. My research began in the Great Library, but eventually extended beyond the walls of the Conclave, taking me to the crypts beneath the Cathedral of Light. There I discovered that many ancestors of the city's elite were members of the Harbingers. I was subsequently attacked by 3 assassins who were guarding the tombs. I glance over at High Magus Sylvania Holden, who is sitting regally in her high-backed seat, her immaculate sapphire robes flowing down to the floor. She gives me a small nod of encouragement. I managed to defeat 2 of the assassins and capture the 3rd, I continue, appropriating some city watchmen to escort him to the Tower of Recreants. Using a vial of truth serum I stole from the High Magus's office, I was able to learn of a secret meeting between members of the cult that was to take place the following night. The assassin has since committed suicide, slicing his own wrists while incarcerated. Most of the magisters nod knowingly. Though this is the first time they are hearing the story together, they have no doubt gathered bits and pieces over the past couple of weeks. And what, asks Roth, prompting me to proceed, did you do next, Magus Dennell? I left the Conclave early and hid at the Golden Barrel, an abandoned tavern in the merchant quarter. This was where the assassin said they were supposed to meet. When they arrived, I overheard parts of their overall plan, which included overthrowing the Conclave itself. I was discovered and taken captive. That is when their leader, a man who calls himself the Prophet, told me of their plans to kill High Magus Holden.
And how did you escape? Asks a bearded magister.
I believe his name is Ivor. One of the cultists was a mage, I reply, turning to regard the man. He'd been tasked with torturing me, but I managed to touch him while he was using his source crystal. This allowed me to cast a spell and free myself.
Reports of these cultist mages is troubling news indeed, remarks a woman with long white hair. It seems that the Conclave itself has been corrupted.
Many in the circle solemnly put their heads together and begin to converse quietly.
Please,
Roth says, raising his hands in an attempt to quiet the others down.
Let the Magus finish. We will have time for deliberation later.
As soon as the muttering stops, he looks over and gestures for me to continue. Once I was away, I knew that I wouldn't have much time to warn the High Magus, I continue, unconsciously smoothing out the front of my robes. I took a horse from a local stable and rode for the Pillar of Radiance, where I found the assassin waiting in her quarters. When I stopped him from killing her, he threw himself out the window. I flicked my eyes over to Roth and give him a small shrug.
Thank you, Magus Dennell, Sylvania says,
her commanding voice drawing the attention back to her. Your actions not only saved my life, but doubtless others within the conclave as well. Would that other mages display such initiative and courage.
I smile demurely and bow, but remain standing as she continues speaking.
Magisters of the Circle, she declares, you may rest assured that we have not been idle during these past 2 weeks. My most trusted associates and I have been doing everything within our power to make sure that our people are protected. The secrecy surrounding these proceedings has been to ensure that no information could get leaked back to the Harbingers.
Roth steps forward, his face as grim as ever. He has, I have learned, been working closely with Sylvania to rid the conclave of any more potential conspirators.
We are pleased to report that since the attempt on the High Magus's life, no other murders have been committed within our order. We have increased the security at the conclave and the academy threefold, and we have conducted an in-depth investigation to uncover any other traitors hiding within our midst. We have also notified the king and have been working closely with his city watch.
And what of the steward, Elwyn Mathis?
The bearded man interjects. His bushy eyebrows are pulled together in a deep frown.
Was he not discovered to be working with these Harbingers the entire time?
Elwyn Mathis is dead,
Roth replies evenly.
He was found stabbed to death in an alleyway on the outskirts of the city. We believe that it was he who killed my predecessor, Magister Hale.
This prompts even more whispers from the assembled mages.
While our efforts have successfully turned up several traitors, things have quieted down in the last few days.
Sylvania raises her voice to be heard over the chatter.
It's as if the Harbingers have suddenly gone underground. The watch is even under the belief that they've fled the city entirely.
But how can we be sure? Asks a mousy woman.
For all we know, the cultists could be biding their time, waiting for another chance to strike.
Roth turns to address her.
The truth of the matter is, Magister Sala, that we will never know for certain. What we have are the facts as they stand today. All traces of the Harbingers seem to have vanished from Tarsus. We will still continue our efforts to discover and eliminate them, but for now at least, we can all rest a little easier.
This time, an elderly man named Jonah speaks up.
Our primary concern is still the Heart of Light, he says, his voice old and worn. We have been hearing reports of creatures lurking in the night all over Tarsinium, and our artificers still cannot determine how they are getting through.
The arguing continues for some time, and all the while I stand there uncomfortably, as if I am some sort of odd decoration, mostly ignored, but strangely out of place in the middle of the great chamber. Every so often the High Magus looks over at me and gives me an encouraging nod, but other than that, I am paid little mind. Finally, after what seems like an eternity, the debating dies out, and I am shaken from my thoughts as the High Magus starts to speak again, her powerful voice echoing off the curving walls.
Magisters of the Circle, Sylvania declares, standing up from her seat and casting her eyes about the room. Before we depart this day, I move that we vote on one final matter.
She turns to me, gesturing with both hands.
At the Conclave of Mages, we believe in the divine attributes set forth by the Church of Light. Honor, temperance, wisdom, courage, and self-sacrifice are chief among these. Magus Zara Denel, acting on her own moral compass, displayed all of these attributes by exposing the Harbinger cult for what it really is,
and saving countless lives, including my own. Feeling the eyes of the room on me once again, I can't help but blush. Such open flattery from the High Magus is quite unexpected.
I submit to the circle, she continues, that Magus Dennell be raised to the office of Seeker, which is reserved only for the most distinguished of mages. As such, she will report directly to me until the crisis with the Harbingers and the Heart of Light has been resolved. All those in favor of this decision, please invoke the sign. She raises her talisman into the air, and it begins to glow a bright blue, so fair that it is almost white. All around me, magisters raise their own talismans up in like manner, channeling source energy and causing their crystals to shine brilliantly. My heart flutters as I see every hand, including Roth's, go up, and I have to remember to close my mouth, which hangs open in shock. A seeker? Me? Light. That sounds rather important.
A unanimous decision, then, Sylvania says, giving me a satisfied nod. She lowers her hand, and the room dims as the rest of the magisters do so as well. Congratulations, Seeker Dennell. May your new title set you apart from your colleagues, and allow you to shine your light in even the darkest of places.
Thank you, I reply, truly humbled. I will uphold this calling to the best of my ability.
The High Magus beams, then turns to address the circle one last time. With no other matters to discuss, our meeting is adjourned. Go forth and serve.
Go forth and serve,
the magisters murmur back, before getting up from their seats. Still standing, dumbfounded, in the middle of the audience chamber, I watch as the elder mages filter out, their whispered conversations filling the air. The High Magus touches my shoulder affectionately as she departs, and Magister Roth approaches me from the side, his severe features an ever-unreadable mask.
Congratulations on your new appointment, Seeker, he remarks after a moment. It is a great honor indeed.
I glance around uncertainly and see that most of the other mages have already left.
Thank you, Magister, I reply, offering him an awkward smile. I have to admit, though, that the appointment is a bit unexpected. I'm not even sure what a seeker is supposed to do.
Roth waves his hand toward the exit, turning to walk out. I follow him, hands clasped tightly before me.
It's mostly symbolic, he says with a slight shrug, taking on the same intonation that he'd used at Forest Hill during his impromptu tutelage. An honorific that a High Magus will bestow on a trusted mage every now and again. In truth, it simply means that you'll report directly to High Magus Holden. You become her eyes and ears within the Conclave, her personal attendant, if you will.
Oh, I reply, some of the tension leaving my shoulders. That sounds interesting.
He chuckles softly.
You won't be her servant, Zara. Rather, you'll be her confidant. She'll send you out on special assignments and train you like you're her own personal ward. It's a great distinction. You should be proud.
Thank you, Magister, I reply as graciously as I can muster. I am proud. I'm just a little overwhelmed.
With everything that's happened, I'd be surprised if you weren't, Seeker,
he says wryly. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to aid you in your new position.
I nod, and he departs, leaving me alone with my thoughts. Well, I think, idly fingering my talisman. That doesn't sound so bad. For a second I thought I would be changing Sylvania's bed linens. I never dreamed that I'd be in a position to learn from the High Magus herself. Behind me, someone clears their throat, prompting me to turn. Evoker Laramie,
My old professor from the academy stands off to the side next to a stone pillar, smiling at me beneath his wire-rimmed spectacles. His white hair and long beard have been cropped short, but his laughing eyes are the same as they've always been. His wrinkled hands clasp a writing tablet and a bit of chalk, and he wears a new set of blue and gold robes, bound by a white sash.
"Already making waves within the conclave?" he asks, his smile widening.
"Evoker Laramie!" I exclaim, rushing over to where he stands and throwing my arms around him in a hug. He pats my back and chuckles, his robed frame smelling of ink and old parchment.
"Just Laramie, young Magus."
I nod, beaming.
"I was hoping to find you here," he says, taking a step back and pushing his spectacles up the bridge of his nose with a gnarled finger. "We never went on that walk you promised me after your raising."
"I've been rather busy," I reply. "Things move quickly around here." He nods knowingly.
"That they do. Still, I've been meaning to speak with you for some time. Do you have a moment to spare an old mage? Or are you too busy with the duties of a seeker?"
His eyes twinkle as he says my new title. Nodding emphatically, I can feel my face redden at his teasing. "Of course, Laramie. Anything for my favorite professor." Smiling, he gestures down the long hallway, leading me away from the audience chamber and chatting amiably by my side. It feels good to talk about something other than demons and harbingers. For an instant, it's like I'm his student again. Nothing in the world can wipe the grin from my face.